Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
On the under $3 menu at McDonald's, a McChicken is $2. Because when you're craving a McChicken, you deserve a McChicken. And now that McChicken is just $2 with McValue.
Limit time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher for delivery.
What's something people do that gives off cringy vibes that maybe they have no idea they're being cringy?
Oh, they have one eye or a hook for a hand.
Oh, okay. Yeah, those will do it.
I feel
for
like
sure.
Those people are probably like, I know that everybody doesn't love this.
Oh,
somebody who can't blink, and so they're always just staring at everyone.
Oh, staring, yeah.
It is really weird when
it's
people
unnerving.
Don't blink enough. And conversely, if they blink too much, it's like, do you always have sand in there?
Remember, that was like the that presidential candidate,
Steve Forbes.
He, like, you'd look at him and you took a while to go, why does he unnerve me? I don't know. I mean, he looks pretty normal. And then you go, oh my God, he hasn't blinked in 1 minute.
Yeah. It's and somehow that guy became successful.
How about hovering or loitering a little too long?
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Standing a little too close.
Yeah, being too close.
Totally. Yeah.
Yeah. We had one person that actually got a nickname. I don't want to say it because they'd know who they are and they're very nice. But they definitely would hang around way too long, like after the conversation stopped, and they'd be in the doorway of the office and everybody would go back to like doing their thing. And then like an hour later, that person would go, well, I'm going to go see what I can get done. I didn't know you were still there.
Staring from afar.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Taking pictures.
Taking pictures.
Well,
like,
depending
like
on where you're at.
People.
Yeah, depending on the situation.
That's creepy.
It could be, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, this email came in last night, but I'm not sure.
You're not sure?
I'm not sure if it refers to, I think it's referring to last night, but it might be the night before or another time. Hello, Free Beer and Hot Wings Show.
Hello.
This is about one.
That's what you'd say. Yeah. You'd mention that.
Mm-hmm. Spit it out.
I like mentioning that.
I hope it's about you.
You hope it's about me?
Yeah.
That'd be so funny.
Like, and I don't know?
That would be the ultimate.
That would be amazing. If I were on the other end where you are, Steve, oh, what a turnabout. I'm not positive, but I'm pretty sure I just got name tagged by Hot Wings in the store I work at. I recognized his voice, and I wasn't positive what he looked like, but I looked him up, and I'm pretty sure that was him.
What does name tag
Hot Wings
mean?
Was very polite, if that was him.
It means groping.
But it was pretty cringy when he used my name off my name tag like we're friends.
That is a sick thing to do.
Why did you give off cringe vibes?
Well, I don't have any recollection of this interaction. When did this happen?
Do you remember the preamble to the story when I said I don't know when this happened?
Okay, well, I don't know when this happened either.
Well, when did you creep someone out who had a name tag on?
Did they give any further details?
I don't
like what store they work
they
at.
They did not. I wrote back and I said, what store?
Yeah.
I said Eddie Bauer or Leafs Unlimited or
hardware store.
I was going to say, really, I think the only place I've gone into a store in the last couple of days was the Ace Hardware, and everyone knows me there.
Well,
they do.
That was a ridiculous brag.
No, but they do. I mean, it's a small town.
We're family here,
and they listen.
You
so
know me?
Do you do that? Do you name tag people? Also, I didn't know that was a phrase.
I mean, I probably have before, but I don't think I regularly would do that.
You're like, thanks for the coffee, Angelina.
But if somebody's helping me,
I do it all the time.
I guess. Yeah, why
Joe,
wouldn't you?
Do?
I mean, there's a reason why they wear their name tags.
I don't think that's out of bounds either, except when Hot Wings does it. It seems a little familiar.
But they also said he was really nice and very polite. Like, what?
Yeah, most serial killers are.
It says it gave off real cringy vibes.
All right. Well, I think that's on that person.
Stepped over the boundary. Rachel, do you want a name tag at the florist?
But I
want to
know where I was.
Yeah, I do.
Do people do that to you?
Yeah, but I don't think it's cringy. I think it's rather cute when people use my name rather than just, hey, girl.
Do people call you, hey, girl?
Or like, hey, lady, hey, woman, hey, ma'am. It's like, I have a name tag on you. You can see what my name is. I would prefer you use the name on the name tag than anything else. So I don't understand how that is cringy.
I have to say, if I were with one of you and you did that, I wouldn't be like, what are you doing?
No,
I wouldn't even think it.
And I wouldn't do it at the beginning of an interaction. But if you're interacting with a person, then at the end I might, if they've got a name tag on. I doubt if I'd walk up in a hardware store or a home improvement store or a grocery store or whatever and walk up and go and squint and go, excuse me, Angela? Like, that would be weird. I wouldn't do that. But at the end, if you're talking to somebody, I might go, great to meet you, or whatever.
Great to meet you, Angela. Your name tag is by your boobies.
But I still want to know where I was when this interaction happened.
You've said that. We do not know. We don't.
What if you ask again and also try to find out the exact moment it happened?
Yeah.
Did they leave a phone number that you could give Hot Wings so they could go?
Email them. Email them right now.
Hey, where do you work?
And go, what's up with this?
Kelly, do you do that?
Name tag people with, well.
Whoa, what are you doing? Are you warming up to sing a solo?
That was like Barney Rubble just drank something weird.
If I have not, okay, I'm going to try this one more time.
Oh, okay.
There's a hardware store I go to and the guy listens to the show. So the first time he said, oh my gosh, I listen to the show, you're Kelly. And I looked at him and I said, thanks, Noah. And I read right off of his name tag. Like,
yes.
And I'll do it then. But if it's like my waitress or if I walk up and it's, you know, Rachel at the florist, if they say something, even if I see their name tag, I'll be like, what's your name? And they'll say, oh, I'm Rachel. And I'll say, thanks for helping me, Rachel. Mm-hmm. To me, just being like, thanks, Rachel. If I'd never met her before, it would seem like I'd forced something. It would seem aggressive. I don't know.
That's what the name tags are for.
I'm with you, Steve.
No.
Except for Hot Wings.
Yeah.
It sounds like it gave up a real bad vibe.
I disagree wholeheartedly. I'm a very friendly shopper.
By the way, Kelly, did you think of anything that it would have been you for?
100%. I thought that this was an email from my post office guy who came up on the porch yesterday and didn't see me while I was sitting and lounging outside because it was beautiful here yesterday. And I said, boo. And he jumped and he looked at me. I was like, sorry, I gotcha.
Oh, I thought you were going to say he caught you scrubbing the dog poop off your foot. What a gross, disgusting animal you are.
Yeah, that was fun.
Wear a shoe.
Yeah, that I did. I stepped in a hot, fresh mound of poop yesterday.
Oh, my God. I forgot about that picture.
That photo. I'm like, God.
I was like, does Kelly have a hole in her foot? I couldn't tell what it was at first.
I had to zoom in, too.
And I was like, oh, no.
That's
even worse than having a whole hole in your foot.
Mm-hmm. I have done that once before. It's awful.
Oh,
that
yeah, and I'd seen it. So I have to clean my backyard usually just because I'll have Airbnb guests. And my boyfriend's got a 100-pound Doberman. He's massive.
Yeah.
And he takes massive squashes in the backyard. And I had just seen this one. And y'all, when I tell you I was running back and forth with those dogs, chasing them in the backyard, just being playful. And I ran into that pile of poop, and it's squished in between my toes in a way that I feel I can still feel right now.
Did you actually hear it? Like, could you hear a...
Oh, of course.
Oh, man, and then I kept getting whiffs the rest of the day. Like, ugh. That picture I sent you guys was foul.
It was.
Yeah, it was really gross.
Top my day. Like, anybody getting worse than this?
I could feel
it. And we all gave up immediately.
Yeah.
Joe, what was the thing you thought of?
Well, I didn't say I thought of anything.
Oh, it seemed like... But didn't it seem like Joe thought of one?
I definitely did. I couldn't... Because my week has been pretty benign, but then I was like, oh, someone's messing with me, because it was Monday night when I went to the climbing gym. It was kids club night, which used to just be like five kids and the coach,
mm-hmm.
But since climbing has exploded, I guess I hadn't been in on a kids club night in a while, so it was like 8,000 children.
Yeah.
And so I had to sit there and wait for these kids to get off the auto belay. So there was a period of time when I was just sitting alone in a room, like waiting for kids.
Looking up at their buttocks while they climb.
And this little kid tried. It's chaos, man.
I bet.
Just like downtown, as I
said
before.
Yes.
No, but seriously, bouncing off the walls, pee on toilet seats, everything is wild. And so there I am waiting politely. and patiently. And this girl, she finally finishes up. She's down there, and she's about to take the clip off of her harness.
Mm-hmm.
And I see this little kid start to beeline it right there. And mm-hmm. he is ready to grab that thing. And I pretended like I didn't see him. And I went, thank you. See ya. I don't think so, kid. You wait in line.
I think that's fair.
It is very fair.
Like you didn't stiff arm him?
No.
On the way?
But I would have. I wanted to.
People overwhelmingly on the side of Hot Wings, this text. It's perfectly fine if Hot Wings wants to creep out young women that work at places. That's not real. But people are on your side. Everybody seems to agree. If there is a name tag, you are welcome to say the name.
I like being flamboyant about it.
Example.
Like, Billy!
And possibly put your arms in the air.
Say the name like Oprah would.
Yes.
Hey, everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on FinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com, get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
On the under $3 menu at McDonald's, a McChicken is $2. Because when you're craving a McChicken, you deserve a McChicken. And now that McChicken is just $2 with McValue.
Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher for delivery.